Hello. This is Yam Session, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Med for Times Freeform Radio. Hang on one sec while I get our other co-host and guest. We have a guest today, and he has something special for you guys. They should be on momentarily. Here they are.
Here we are.
Hello.
Introduce yourselves.
I am Cody Eaton. Can you hear me? I can't hear myself.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, I can hear myself.
You're on mic.
Let's try that. Hey, there it is. Okay, this one works. Great.
Woo.
I am Cody Eaton, your other co-host. I know you all tuned in because this is your favorite hour of the week. We are so happy to make your week better. It's going to be beautiful. We have a very special co-host delivering a very special treat to your ears.
I'm Ross, and I have a half an hour guest mix queued up for you guys tonight, all continuous. Very exciting. Also my favorite hour of the week. So let's get started.
Let's do it.
All right. Would you like to tell us what we'll be starting off with?
Yeah, so we'll be starting off with a track by Marjorie's Kid. He's a young producer in a scene of SoundCloud producers in England making a genre of music that notable DJ Plastician calls Wave. So this is one that I found on Plastician's Rinse FM podcast, and it's a really fantastic track. We've also got some Travis Scott coming up, a lot of trap stuff mixed in with a lot of new wave music.
Sounds wavy. All right, let's hit it.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
like seizures. On my conscience, feeling them bleachers. Ooh, girl, with this camera on, they can't see us. Tossing a little more dank and a little more drink than the flame I need. Tell the Puente with the candy top. Fuck around, make the Latinas pop. It's a new world order. Never had my head on my shoulders. Beware the monsters. Ain't that what your preacher told you? The flame 500 degrees from the uptown to the magnolia. I'm a wicked monster. I'm riding up uptown. Oh,
Mix is still going, but we're gonna talk a little. So right there we had Uptown by Travis Scott, produced by Wonder Girl. Great beat, great song. The samples actually from a Bollywood film that Wonder Girl just kind of spliced up and took out some key parts and made that nice melody in there. Then we had Queen Bee by Girl Unit, followed up by Tokyo Belongs to You by Suzuki with V's instead of U's if you're trying to look that up. And a nice transition into Ain't Worried About Nothing by French Montana, with a little bit of Tokyo Belongs to You still backing that up. And what do we have right now?
Right underneath us right now is the Sammy Baja flip of Drama by 18 Plus. Sammy Baja, for those of you who haven't heard of him, really, really sweet producer. He's Turkish, and he does kind of trap beats, but in the style of his of the music of his homeland, arabesque. So they come out with all these like really neat like chord progressions and kind of very, very punchy percussion, and I don't know, everything. Like, he also says that his music is influenced by kind of the turmoil in the area, and can really hear that in how like erratic the percussion is.
Cool. Cody, I believe you'd like to rant a little bit about something.
Yo, shout out to Sinclair, I love you, but don't tell me tickets are available when tickets aren't available. Come on, that's just tantalizing.
Yeah.
I don't even, like, love Kiara that much. I just want to go to have a good time. Come on, if you're listening, Sinclair, hit me up. We can work something out. But, maybe I'll let you guys do a guest mix.
Ooh.
And then, you know, I can use that as collateral. That'd be tight. But, you know.
Yeah.
But still,
shout out to Sinclair, because Muramasa tomorrow night, if anyone's going,
hell yeah,
look out for me and Cody. We'll be wearing big yams on our shirts.
Oh, yeah. We're also going to be distributing yams from a burlap sack in the venue to make sure you get all your starches.
We've been growing them in the studio for a few months now.
Wow, they're getting tall over there. Damn. Yeah.
Wow.
We really need someone to consume these yams.
Uh-huh. Shout out to our 11 listeners. Special shout out to Joel Reski. Thanks for being a dedicated listener, and shout out for it being your birthday. Happy 20th. You're no longer a young boy.
Shout out to Rebecca Sinai in Bake Shop in Brooklyn, apparently playing this mix to her coffee shop. So if you're drinking coffee and wondering what on earth you're listening to, she's a great human.
I'm predicting a surge in business after her actions. I think maybe it's going to be like Trap Coffee House.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. I'd attend that.
Speaking of Trap, right underneath us is a pretty fresh Lunas Trap track. Fresh in sound, maybe not in time. It came out on Rusty's Essential Mix in 2012. It's called Can't Wait To.
Cool. We'll be back in a little bit. Enjoy this trap banger while you sip your coffee or do your homework or stare into the sky.
Look at y'all. y'all sharing one bottle in the club, one bottle full of pub at Pitters. Look at y'all nine having game rest hitters. Y'all hit a shit chain at Pitters. Same cup in the hand at Pitter in the club with a credit card scam rest hitter. No in the pants that's hitter. I'll be damned if I fuck a nine man rest hitter. I would never fuck a nine man at Pitter. I would never lie, even if dead. Look at blue me and my bitch all the way out to Dubai. Until you try, until you lie, until you high. I'm me, 100 on the wrist, I ski. Art on the wall, I ski. Look who see, look at you fake dope dealers. No real niggas that be moving weight in them villas. Talking about keys, say his keys in the van, but he really moved grams and he split it with his man.
Shoutouts. Shout out to Charlie Billings. Shout out to Joe Smith tuning in from Waltham, and Charlie from South Hall, near, far, wherever you are.
Shout out to Michelle Chen. Good luck with your physics. It's gonna go great.
It's gonna go really great, Michelle. I think I have some listeners, but I'm not sure. But I know they'll be on for fact at 9:30, so we'll save them.
We will.
Yes, we will. Listen, tell your friends. We can do better than 11. We can do approximately 25.
We've done 25 before.
We've done it. It's doable.
It's a safe amount of listeners. Sustainable.
It's also just a satisfying number.
Yeah. It's 5 squared. It's also 12.5 times 2.
True.
Yeah.
It's also 26 minus 1.
There's a bunch of things. Like, yeah. I said in the other show, 100 is 98 more than 2, as Drake said. And, yeah, so you can make numbers a whole bunch of different ways.
Yeah. Fuck Drake. All right, we're off.
that. You know I'm all on my busy bit. Bought up the DK and Y on my illy bit. Them bitches fake, but yo, this what it really is. Swerving on freeways on Philly, but yeah, all on some shilly shit. Open the rim, got no etiquette. My shit ridiculous. Start to finish, I be killing shit, baby. Pull out the Lambo to park the Mercedes. Whip game all crazy because of my cadence, my flow and my bows and my shows and my places. Bugatti, Ferrari, then Maserati. These bitches is foreign, but so is my property. All of these bitches got corny ass properties. Ugly, moody, poor as a pauper be. All trying to copy me, can't afford passing me. I was too humble, I was too modest. I let y'all sleep on a monster of progress. Waking y'all up with your own corny watches, cause my shit so silent, forgot where my watch went. There's so many diamonds, can't tell what the time is. All in my space, I be asking where time is. Training these bitches like Thomas. Hoku Bahanas, but they in Bahamas. I told them to chill, get the fuck out the projects. Cause when you legit and you all in your shit, vacation is valid, the trap always lit. Anyway, I've been out stacking my paper, trying to get richer and richer and richer. So now I charge a couple racks for a picture. And picture me months ago, nothing, no dough, just some Kool-Aid and pictures. Sharing with niggas, that was like figure. I'm making these figures cause they like my figure. And dresses and sneakers, and for future reference, don't ask for no features. I don't give a fuck and I never will neither. They ain't believe that your girl had that ether. Now I wear Louboutins with my Adidas. Still Chief and Keith like I'm his Khalifa. No being bougie, I grind till I'm bleeding. And that's the blunt truth that you niggas be needing. Think this sweet till you taste what we dealing. That Molly real bitter, it might get you fiending. Battling demons and falling on semen. Might have you dreaming, might have you scheming. Ball's not the Molly, I know I be scheming. I'm killing these niggas and I got good reason. These suckers been winning, I don't like the feeling. I know I'm a goddess, but don't catch no feelings. I'm just being honest, I got too much bonus. Woo, they ain't even peep that, they ain't even peep that. I was on my street swag, they ain't even see that. I be really where I speak at, I can take the streets back, nigga. Went in where you eat, ass nigga. You been where you sleep, sleep. Never could be my guy, you be going bye-bye. Nigga, no lie, my nigga, don't try my niggas. All black on, cause they really buy my niggas. Not cause it's stylish, I promise my niggas. Pay your homage, little bitch, I kill you. Don't ever wonder, don't really know you if you lookin' on my number. All very simple, China so chillin', not China so gentle. Should've been killed you, but Buddha insisted. I wait till I'm perfect, I couldn't resist it. It's over for this. Cash out on his denim, always. Them bitches ain't want it, them bitches ain't want it till they saw me in it, alright. My vision, you can't see my puns, boy, y'all niggas no gun, but forgot about your hands, boy, I'm stunting on you and your crew and your man. I whistle your chick, but she claying my ass. Wicked as sand, I hope you understand. Not to be f***ed, I'm changing your plans. And don't touch my chains, and don't touch my braids, and don't touch my money, you'll touch a nice bed. It's like every day is a new f***ing wave. New f***ing story, some new f***ing slang. New f***ing questions on who's new today. Who's competition and who in my way. Who's doing music don't matter to me, cause I'm giving these thousands a smack off for free. It's like I'm a dragon, I'm ballin' like Z. It's like I'm a Simpson, I pull all the strings. It's like I'm a Simpson, I pull all the strings. It's like I'm a Simpson, I...
the tail end of the guest mix now. That last track was a track by Dead Crow, Last Kiss. Before that, you heard some Grizzy, a Tufts producer, does club music, very, very cool. Some China with Glen Coco. Some Nicki Minaj. Hope you enjoyed the mix. Make sure to call us and let us know. Give us a shout out. It is about time for our PSA, and then I'm going to hand the aux over to Cody for another half hour of fresh music. So let me see if I can find some appropriate music for this. Here we go. Actually, let's see.
Not the flow?
No, not the mood. I need something darker.
Oh, no.
I need something very dark.
Something...
Yeah.
Something a little tipsy.
Here.
Could fall over.
Here we go. Okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in a basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet, it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Oh,
wow. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Don't fall off a ladder. I will personally laugh at you on air.
I wonder why that many people have put ladders above trauma centers. Like, I mean, you just fall right in there. They're trying to fall off the ladder if you're setting it up over a trauma center.
Yeah.
Like, you should probably do it over, like, a pillow factory if you're trying to fall off it.
It's
going to land on some, like, medical equipment and impale something.
Yeah. I mean... 150,000.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Like, ladders, like the PSA said, like, they don't seem that hard. I don't know how people are screwing it up that bad.
Anyway, this is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. All right, it's time to hand the mic over, well, the aux over to Cody for another half hour of fantastic music. What have you got coming up?
So, tomorrow, as you loyal listeners all know, we are going to a very special, special night of music. That is Muramasa. I think I've been waiting for, I'd say like about a year and a half, 2 years, I've actively really wanted to see this artist live. I've heard great things about his personal production. He incorporates wind instruments, percussion, all done live. He hails from the Channel Island of Guernsey, and he's gotten into a whole host of collaborations, and most recently generated some hype pairing up with ASAP Rocky to reproduce Lovesick. So he's definitely on the up. I found out he has plans for a debut studio album in 2017.
Ooh, that's very exciting.
I'm very excited, and I hope we get some sneak peeks of what is to come. So in the honor of Muramasa, we're going to start off with Low, a collaboration with Jay Prince. Here we go.
Yeah. only blaze. This is amazing grace. I made a way to change the game amongst the greats. A favorite based upon the latest pages. Rotting papers, homies rolling papers. Told to up and show to out the same way that it came. Up in the cave for 2 days. Ain't shit been the same, so today I'ma prove it. Oh God, I'ma lose it. Truth is hard for the nigga, don't do shit. Hit miss, get dismissed. When the business kicks in, peep this. I ain't lying. Speak my mind, feed the lines. Keep them quiet. Moment of silence trying to keep me behind. Closed doors of the truth. Even if I die, no, I put up a fight for our lives. Put up a fight for my life. No, I'm killing my time, my shines now. I pull up in the building like, whoa. I tell these other niggas I know. I'm from the city where the brothers my road. To your mom's house and tell her, put your hands on the woo. How you doing, my dude? That's the truth to the matter. The fact truth is, cause I did it like that. Matter of fact, mama bring it right back. Blame gang, cause I did it like that. Blame gang, cause I did it like that. Shit great if you came from the crack. Ooh, I'm hearing this sounding retarded. Even put mollies on getting this money. Even got bitches and condos, you fucking. But effort, I get it, you get it. That's something you do or something you don't. I'm just out here trying to keep people hope. I'm just out here trying to hold on the rope. I will never stoop that low.
Stoop that low, you will stoop that low, no. I will never think you will stoop that low, you will stoop that low, no. I will never think you will stoop that low, you will stoop that low, no. I will never think you will stoop that low, you will stoop that low. And they're telling me this is life. I just wanna come make things right. And they're telling me this is life. I just wanna come make things right. And they're telling me this is life. I just wanna come make things right. And they're telling me this is life. I just wanna come make things right. And they're telling me.
I know.
And we are back. We just had our first two songs of the second half. That was Divide and Conquer by What So Not. And prior to that, we had Low by Miramasa.
Not to be confused with Lotus Eater.
Correct.
They have the same first syllable.
Correct. Also, that song is not to be confused by the cult classic by Lil Jon.
No.
We know that can be confusing for a lot of listeners. I just want to let you know that that is not the case.
Or Flo Rida.
Exactly, yeah. There's a lot of... There is a competition for the track Low. And I think Miramasa comes out on my personal top
list. I think he's down there.
I think for everyone... Yeah, I think... Yeah. Yeah, he's actually pretty low on my list.
Yeah, but he's actually not.
Yeah, I mean, I think... Do you ever think how strange it is that Low was, like, the song of the year in fifth grade?
Yeah.
Like, my whole bus sang that at the same time.
You think Apple Bottom Jeans were even still popular then? I thought
they, I didn't even know what they were.
I think, don't they, like... maybe I'm thinking of Bell Bottoms, but don't they, like, open up at, the foot... So I don't really know the point. It's just like a style thing. I mean, I might just be describing bell bottoms and not apple bottoms. We have to contact Flo Rida for the.
I think apple bottoms. I'm searching this right now. It's actually a brand. It says apple bottoms, or it says apple bottom on the seat of the jean.
Interesting.
They're skinny jeans.
That sounds classy.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't. Huh.
Okay. Like.
Oh yeah! Look at that. Apple bottom.
Now you know.
The pockets kind of look like apples for those of you listeners who can't see inside the studio.
Well, you know what? Sometime we will develop a Skype interface that we do simultaneously so you can see our faces. But until that day, you'll just have to rely on our voices. Anyways, I've just been reflecting upon my best musical experiences lately, and Flume was at the top end of that spectrum. And I'm curious, what song has made you cry, Noah?
It was a Flume song.
Really?
What's the one where he made it to sound like a 5-year-old exploring the world? When everything was new.
Yes.
I didn't like it at first, and then one night I was listening to it, and I was like, wow, this song does what he wanted it to do perfectly. And I'm like, I wish I was a 5-year-old still, but not really, because they're little and don't know many things. But yeah, it was a powerful song, honestly.
It is. Personally, I found Free to be the one on that album. I don't know. It's just like... It's entirely, you know, without words, but, like, I think it's just, like, I think packs in a tremendous amount of emotion for an electronic song, and not many electronic songs have had that impact upon me, so I want to make all of our listeners cry right now.
Uh-oh, get the tissues ready.
We're gonna try our best.
Or the towels, or whatever you use.
We're gonna try, if you need, like, a ShamWow...
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, so be it.
If you need a ladder, make sure it's secured properly.
And not above a
trauma center.
I kind of need a ladder above a trauma center for Flume.
Yeah.
For that drop.
Yeah.
And then you just like fall. Yeah. It's called Free, so I guess that's probably how you'd feel.
Yeah.
At that
for
time.
A few seconds.
Until briefly, you're in a full body cast.
Yeah, then you'd be pretty contained.
Gravity is so inconvenient.
He could make a sequel called... Locked up or casted.
Yeah, he should do that. Ooh, what if his next album was called Scales?
Ooh.
Talk about the evolution reptilian. From man to reptile. That'd
it could be the soundtrack for the new Planet Earth.
That'd be tight.
For the underwater episodes.
Anyways, to let you fall back into your heavy emotional state, here's Free. Feel free and uplifted, and let us know how you feel. Call in 855-915-9636. Thank you.
heart. It always creeps, creeps inside my head. Curtains closed, you peep inside my head. You were always down for it. Get in this getaway and we run from it. Yeah, you were always down for it. Get in this getaway and we run from it. You're giving me the coldest stare, like you don't even know I'm here. Why don't we turn the leaf? Why don't we turn the? Why don't we turn the leaf? Why don't we turn the? You're giving me the coldest stare, like you don't even know I'm here. Why don't we turn the leaf? Why don't we turn the? Why don't we turn the leaf? Why don't we turn the? What you've done, you can't keep inside. By the end of the night, I'll help you confide. Cause I can see you inside yourself. Cause I can see you're not being yourself. Cause usually you're down for it. Can't hold back a smile when you try for it. Yeah, cause usually you're down for it. Can't hold back a smile when you try for it. You're giving me the coldest stare, like you don't even know how. Why don't you let me see? Why don't you let me? Why don't you let me see? Why don't you let me? You're giving me the coldest stare, like you don't even know how. Why don't you let me see? Why don't you let me? Why don't you let me see? Why don't you let me?
Well, I guess we're going to talk over tiny cities now. This is exciting. That right there was Subtract and Sampha with Hold On. Shout out to Sampha. He's got a new project coming, I believe it's this winter. He has not done a whole lot of solo stuff yet, but of course he's well known for his collaborations with the UK producer Subtract.
He was featured on Drake's song Too Much.
That is true.
Maybe it might have been a sample. I'm not sure. I think it was a Sampha song that Drake took a piece of.
Oh, well, we could roast Drake. That's something we can do.
I'm not going to. I understand the hate, and I am not proud of my boy Drake for going at Kid Cudi like
your
that.
Your boy.
For his mental health issues. That's nothing to,
so low.
To beef about or bring up like that. Yeah. But I like his two new songs that are on Apple Music. Sneakin' with 21 Savage, Fake Love with a sample of Hotline Bling. Drake's, like...
sampled his own track, wow.
In the background, you can hear the same drums. It kind of sounds like the Wii Home drums. Or like
the Wii Home drums.
You know, when... Yeah, Ross got it. Yeah.
There it is.
Uh-huh.
Well,
it's the drums from Cha Cha by Dram.
Yeah,
Dram.
True.
That's the
now,
second time.
Big Baby Dram. Has he always been Big Baby, or I think that's new?
I think it's new too. I like. There's a song on there with Young Thug that's like a. I don't even know how to describe it. It's more like an R&B song than a rap song, and Dram and Young Thug are like crooning a little bit. It's pretty cool.
I'd like it if Big Baby Dram.
Cash
came to
Machine's
me.
Really good too.
Like also does I feel like. Dram has like the widest smile in the world.
He does. He's so happy performing live. I got to see him at MoMA this summer.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That's
yeah. Cool. He brought out Lil Yachty for Broccoli. And then afterwards, Skrillex came on as a surprise. But I think Dram still took the show with his smile and just like really positive stage presence.
Seems like a happy dude.
He was at Firefly and I didn't go. I was like, oh, that's the guy with Broccoli. Like, I won't know anything else. Whatever.
Uh huh.
But you know what? I guess mistakes were made. It's all right.
Well, I mean, it's understandable. He doesn't sound like the kind of person who would sound good live, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When I listen to his music, I wouldn't necessarily expect that he would sound good live. I'd be like, oh, yeah, his, like, music is great, like, super well produced, very well written, but I don't trust his vocal talent.
It's just not gonna happen.
I don't know. I don't know why.
I think maybe that's just a genre thing.
Maybe.
Who knows? The hour is 9:56 and 32 seconds and counting. We are going to leave you with a snippet from Bon Iver's latest album, 22 Million. It's only a 30-minute long album.
Wow.
That surprised me. It's not
it's,
long.
It's only like 10 tracks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess, you know, 3 minutes a track, whatever.
Uh-huh. Something like that.
But we're going to go out to 33 God. Hope you enjoy. Hope you have had the best hour of your week. And we hope to see you next week for a special on-air interview with Saba, Chance collaborator.
Wow.
He's calling in from Chicago.
No way.
We are going big. I almost forgot to mention that. That would have been horrible.
That's huge.
That's crazy.
Tune in.
It's going to be crazy. You want to be here. You want to hear it first before he blows up like every other Chicago rapper that has ever been affiliated with Chance, because Chicago is just killing it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so be there.
Shout out Chi-Town.
Shout out Everest, shout out Winslow, shout out Alex. I'm not sure if you're listening or not. Hope you were. Thank you. Here we go.
Have a good week. Stay safe on Halloween. No ladders.
No ladders.
Forward in the night when I'm gonna fold my clothes.